What's up, y'all? This is B. This week, we're doing things a little different. We sat down with Darnell from Talking Greasy, had a very, very interesting conversation. I'm anxious to see what y'all think. Go head over to Talking Greasy, tell them here you sent you. We'll be back to our best shit next week. But until then, don't forget to listen to our old episodes, like, rate, and subscribe, post our shit, talk about our shit. We really appreciate it. We got something going in the works. We'll see y'all next week, though. Bye.
Hey, it's your boy Darnell, another week of Talking Greasy. And we got two guests in the building. Can you introduce yourself?
This is Tan.
And this is B.
And we are Hear You Podcast.
Hey.
Man, I was just listening to y'all the other day, so it's kind of cool to actually have y'all here. But before we get into all the heavy stuff, let's ease our way in there.
Okay.
The question of the week is, who has more powers in relationships, men or women?
You want to know the truth? You want us to lie to you?
I mean, I spent the lie.
The lie is you got all the power.
Okay, the lie is y'all.
But the truth of the matter is we running shit.
Is
okay. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, men have gone to war behind vagina.
Is
I don't know. No, I mean, women will fight each other, but I don't know why just wars over dick.
Okay.
I mean, you know what's the man in the Bible? Ooh. I don't know, I just started cussing, talking about the Bible.
Ooh.
He waited for Ruth for like, what, 14 years? I'm not waiting for no 14 years for no nigga.
Nope.
But he worked, he was a slave for her, you know what I'm saying?
Everything.
So, I mean, biblically speaking, in my T.I. voice, biblically
don't bring God into the fucking.
And like, speaking of T.I., let's not act like T.I. did not want to go up against the world champ.
Okay,
behind Tiny.
Listen, I mean that's cute and all, but I mean, at the end of
Tiny just said
at the end of the day, women control the baby market. Whoa. And who has sex, men control the marriage and relationship market.
Oh, I don't know, but I definitely gonna have to disagree with you on that one because there are a lot of men, a lot of husbands, you leave them, hell, even boyfriends. Okay. They're not going to know when a bill is due.
Okay.
They're not going to know how to go grocery shopping. They're not going to know how to do a lot of things.
Your damn laundry.
I mean, okay. Okay. They over there watching Colors and Whites.
Well, what I think you're saying is, I think we kind of can meet in the middle on this. I feel like men have that power, but some men can give up their power. Just because you can't be in a relationship without us. It's not a relationship or a marriage without us. Now, you can have a baby without us. You can have a whole ass family without us. You can have sex with as many men as you want, as long as you cute. Hell,
you gotta be cute to have sex.
I mean, you gotta make something rise. You even if you get a mud duck, you gotta have. She's a mud duck with ass, mud duck with box, mud duck with tits. Like, let's not act like this is just a.
But it don't take much.
It don't. That's the thing about y'all. It don't take much for y'all.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about this question a lot of the week. And the reason why I keep sticking to my statement is because, like, there's a lot of badass chicks who got the degree, got the looks, got all these niggas flocking, got, you know, niggas fighting and all that. But they're single. And some by choice and others not so by choice. Because at the end of the day, we control the end game. Y'all control the upfront and the baby department. That's just what it is.
Can you explain that just a little bit more?
What I hear when you saying that bullshit is that we at home, bare feet and pregnant, basically. And you control
and million things.
Your hearing is hella fucked up. I didn't say anything like that. You made a whole. You said just ask a girl. Hey, baby, how your day? Oh, so. Like, whoa. But that makes a whole story.
So you're not going to ask me about work?
You said the baby department, though. Like,
I mean, that's real. Like
and sex. Baby department and sex.
Yes, you have the right to have as many sexual partners as you want. Then
it's not for you.
Then no. And then no. There's levels to this. Okay.
But you can have as many sexual partners as you want.
No. As a woman, you're given dick. As a man, I earn pussy.
Honestly, I'm gonna have to agree with him on that.
That's a whole you can
that's true.
No disrespect. I think you're a pretty girl, and I feel like you can sleep with a nigga who's finer than you, look better than you, have more status than you. But me, if I get that level up, that's a hard level up. Like, you don't just get, like, Flavor Flav couldn't get Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like.
Wait, that's a bad comparison, because Flavor Flav done got Delicious. Flavor Flav done got New York. Flavor Flav got Boots.
Yeah, but he had to have money.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
He that's another component to that. Yeah. He just didn't just get them. You probably just posted, you know, a new pic with some new hair, and you got two or three niggas in your inbox. I posted this signing a job application, and I got two likes. So it's not the same.
I feel you on that. We're definitely throwing dick left and right, but that's something you should realize as a nigga. Like, you ain't the only one trying to be the only one.
Okay, because you definitely replaceable.
Okay.
I mean, cool, but let's keep it real. Once niggas get you, how long are we going to stay? That's the thing. That's the real testament to a woman. How long did a nigga stay with you, into what capacity does a man want you in his life? That's where the true value come in, because niggas will give you dick and a bullshitty boyfriend, a girlfriend position just to get you out the market.
That's true.
You're definitely right about that.
Because that's real.
That's true.
There's some girls I just dated because, listen, you ain't getting that pussy. That's my pussy.
Damn.
I'm the captain now.
I gotta
get this before niggas realize what they been sleeping on.
Wow.
So, that's the thing.
But do you hear this, though? Yeah. Do you hear this being like, I might not even
like you
in my life long term.
I don't even see you as wifey.
I don't want nobody else to have you.
Listen.
That's messed up.
This interview is done. I'm doing this book. What the fuck?
That's messed up.
I never heard a nigga actually say that before.
But it's the truth.
Listen, that's not messed up.
That's not messed up.
That's not messed up and compared to some of these niggas where they'll try to get you pregnant, then make sure you really off the market. Like, next thing you know, like, no disrespect, ladies. Let's say you lose 75 pounds. You getting all these modeling gigs. You on TV. You blowing up. Next thing you know, you pregnant out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Because your boyfriend like, oh, dang, that just happened.
What was that meme? She done lost some weight. Let me get her pregnant.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's real life.
Yeah, your girl start glowing up. She go.
Let me glow her down.
You loved her when she was at 6 or 7. Now she done crept on that 8, 8 and a half. Now you like, oh, wait a minute.
Calm down.
Okay. But you still don't want her.
I mean, I want her. I just don't want everybody else to want her.
So which one do you want more?
I want
her or nobody else having her?
I want me to get what I want.
Wow.
And we gonna end it right there. We go to the next section.
Wow.
Cause it's time to get in the feed.
We are in that feed.
In this section of In the Feed, before we have a few talks about a few current events that hit us, ladies, we would like a short bio about the both of you, you know, what you're doing, you know, if you got kids or not, or just a little bit about yourselves.
You go ahead.
Okay, well, this is B. Made me 30 and minus 30 days.
Hey, turn up.
I have two badass kids. I'm a single mom and I'm a nurse. But, you know, me and Tam been friends for about 15. I don't know about that long.
Nah, I think it might be 15. Bro.
About 15 years, yeah.
It might be even longer.
Yeah.
Y'all friends?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Well, I mean, because you're a Virgo and you're a Sag, and that's a hard combo. Because I ain't gonna front. I got a close friend. I just went to his wedding. Mm-hmm. He's a Virgo. I'm like, I don't know how we get along like that. Like, I never understood that.
What's your sign?
Sag.
Oh, when's your birthday?
December 3rd.
Oh, I'm the 17th. Turn up. Hey, my fellow Sag.
Hell.
Everybody
needs a Sag. Exactly.
Wait.
Everybody needs a Sag in their life.
What is she over there?
Scorpio. Oh. But, yeah.
But, yeah. But, We clicked real fast.
We did.
So, we've been tight ever since.
Yeah, here we are.
Okay, what about you?
Well, hey, everybody, this is Tan. I'm pretty simple, easy. It's not too much to me. I don't have any kids.
Okay.
I ain't in no rush for no children. I live through B and her kids. So, I saw her give birth, and I was like, you know what? This is the best birth control ever. I don't want to be on this table.
Mm.
So, I live through being her children, but I'm 30. Other half of Hear You Podcast, we've been friends for the longest.
Yep.
I think that's what kind of sets our podcast apart from others, is that we have like a well-rooted friendship that is like deep, mm-hmm. and like the conversations that we have are genuine. Yeah. Cause sometimes I even listen back and I'd be like, damn, like why are we talking so crazy? But
tangent.
I know, but people can relate to it. So it works.
Hey man. Well, that's kind of cool. Cause I know that's how, I started over here. Now it's just me. So I definitely understand that. But let's get into a few current events.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin just died. I mean, I swear, it's like all our legends are like halfway out of there, bro.
First of all, I saw this name that said protect Aretha, protect Patty. These niggas old.
Yeah, because
I died. That's the natural progression of life. Are we not supposed to lose them?
Aretha was old when we were born, y'all. Okay.
Like,
I mean, rest in peace to Aretha, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Okay.
But Aretha did live a long, happy, healthy life.
Okay, much more because I feel a lot of these niggas out here.
I was about to say, I'm a little bit more worried about folks in like Chicago okay. and other places yeah. that ain't getting to 76. But no, definitely respects to Aretha. But it's part of life.
Yeah, I definitely got to give her a shine. You know, not only did she do music. She, right. In the 60s and 70s when all those, you know, people needed support like... Muhammad Ali and all these other mm-hmm. people who were helping the movement. She kind of had her tippy toe in there with financial aid and a few other things to kind of help keep things moving. So I really appreciate that. Another thing that happened the past week, Insecure dropped, which is good because I kind of like the whole show just for discussion purposes. Because it's so funny to me that the minute a nigga do something wrong on that show, it's Slander City. Me and Dennis was just talking about that. Issa and Molly have been ain't shit for almost three seasons. And I hear girls quiet. Low key, I feel like girls can relate to the fuckery.
I say myself, I feel like this season Issa's a fuckboy. Because she ain't got a job, a good job. She live on a nigga's couch. She ain't fucking him. So to me, I feel like Issa's a fuckboy this season.
Oh, so she the Lawrence this beginning season?
Maybe.
Oh, I guess I didn't even think about that. Because Lawrence was on that couch season one.
Sure was. Was he?
Boy, life humbles you, don't it?
Man, you ain't lying. And it's like one decision, it'll just completely change everything. I wouldn't necessarily say that she's a fuck boy, fuck girl. I would more so be like, this is more of an opportunity to show you. Like, you make one decision and you'll be out of there.
Man, I mean, true, but I mean, I think women get these two characters a lot of slack because they can relate. Do you feel like you've done a lot of
fucking?
Well, obviously. I mean, you got receipts.
Damn.
But,
we know I only fucked twice, to be honest. I mean.
Confirmed. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. But I was talking about, like, as far as that whole journey of dealing with your insecurities, dealing what's wrong with you before you actually date other people.
Ooh.
I mean, I feel like, and again, check me if I'm wrong, I feel like women get a pass as far as not doing that self-evaluation as sooner than later. Because with men, it's like when you date a woman, it's almost like an automatic, okay, what's wrong with you? Like when you go from just fucking to boyfriend, it's like, okay, what's wrong with this nigga and how can I kind of push this thing out?
Right. Oh, that's a good question. I know I've hopped into relationships and I didn't do the proper work on myself before and they all turned out disastrous.
I think that's like growing pains though. Like when you first start dating, you just think you're an awesome person and you don't really know what's going on until after, you know, the nigga key your car and, you know, breaking your windows. You're like, damn, okay, this is the third time this didn't happen. So what's going on with me? Like it's growing pains. You have to go through those relationships first, I think, to then like, okay, well something keep happening, something going on with me. Like I don't feel like you always have stuff brought to light.
Well, I think you said something without saying something. Are you trying to say the only time people do self-evaluations is when they're forced to in relationships?
No, not really. I just feel like that's growth, though. Like,
but whenever shit goes awry, it will make you sit back and be like,
a lot faster.
What am I doing wrong? Like, why do I keep? Especially if you got your third fuckboy as a boyfriend, you like, okay, why do I keep attracting this type of man? Yeah.
Because, like, restaurants, you get surveys, right? And they don't change shit until you keep getting bad surveys. Like, if you're getting positive, like, everything's outstanding, service outstanding, you ain't firing nobody. You ain't changing no menu. You get that one, like, okay, the food was trash, the waiter was trash. And you're like, okay, now something going on here. Let's see what's going on. So, like, that's how I feel like relationships are. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let me kind of end this because that's kind of creeping into our main topic a little bit.
Okay.
But as far as... again, with the show making us have all this long dialogue that we probably wouldn't have in relationships.
Yeah.
Name one thing you wish you could change about yourself that has destroyed relationships in the past.
Ooh. Oh, I know mine off top.
What?
I have a bad habit of talking at people versus talking to people. So growing up, I grew up in a household where, like, my mama was like, get up, clean, you gotta get up. And so I'm taking that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you used to be a talk to.
Right.
That's what I do for real. Good morning. I'm over here.
Yeah, exactly. So I grew up in like a very like stern household that was like, get up, you know what you're supposed to do. So I think I kind of put those same expectations on relationships. Like, okay, you know what you're supposed to do as a man.
Yeah.
Listen, I be guessing half the time. In every part of this relationship. So,
right.
I mean, come on.
So, no, I think that would be, like, my number one. Because every guy that I've dated has complained. Like, you don't know how to talk to me. I'm like, I promise you, I don't mean no harm. It's just, I can't help it.
Yeah. For me, I look for projects. Like, naturally... Mm. I'm a helper. That's a Virgo flaw. Like, I always want to make things better. So I always find niggas who, like, have some of the stuff I want and, like, maybe could have the rest of the stuff I want if he just had some guidance. He's not like a pimp. If he just had some proper guidance.
I just want to show you the way, baby.
Do what I say.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's my flaw. I look for projects, and I always, like, date niggas who, like, need help.
I mean, do you also date those type of men because maybe you have a little bit more control in a relationship?
I actually don't. Girl, bye. I actually
hey,
don't.
Hey, that's your friend.
I actually don't.
It's none of my business.
I actually don't. I really am ready to, like, relinquish control. Like, I'm tired of, like, making all the decisions and stuff like that. But I love helping people. That's who I've always been.
It's literally a career.
That's literally my career. So, yeah, I've always just, like, helped people. I've always loved the underdog. I've always wanted, like, a good story. So that's just me. It's not even control because I really wanted a man that's, like, aggressive and masculine, knows what he wants and can make decisions. I'm tired of making decisions. I'm tired of telling you where I want to go eat. Take me somewhere to eat, nigga. Order for me, too.
Oh, not order for me.
Man, and on that note, we gonna take a real, real quick break, and we'll be right back on Talking Greasy.
Y'all niggas is lying.
It's time to talk that shit.
And we're back with the Hear Ye podcast, and we're here for the main topic. We're gonna talk about a kind of touchy subject, and I wanted to definitely make sure there was more women than myself in the room for this conversation. Is child support helping or hurting the community? Before we get into that bigger question,
mm-hmm.
let's go back to the basics before we even need child support.
Okay.
Men and women in dating,
mm-hmm.
and on average, the girls that you know who gotten pregnant and for whatever stuff didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
On average, do you think a lot of women or black women have made good choices as far as potential fathers for their children?
I think a lot of times women go into it, they don't even think that far ahead. They just know, like, I feel good, this feels good, and they go from that. Maybe not necessarily thinking that when they get pregnant that the guy's going to switch up. Or be different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I honestly think.
Me personally, I think one of my biggest reasons why I don't have any children yet is because I'm so afraid of, like, just randomly mixing my genes up with some random dude, and then I mess around and get a kid that's like a dud. I gotta be like, well, damn, I don't even want the kid no more.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
I mean, I know it sounds really terrible, but me personally, I think beyond, like, this moment of, like, oh, I feel good, or, oh, this feels right, I'm thinking about, like, 20 years down the line from now, like, are we going to be able to raise a kid that's going to be, like, a functioning member of society?
I know what you mean. Because, you know, I'm a raw dog warrior. And that's... And before we had sex, I basically tried to figure out if you would be a good single mother. Because I want to make sure, hypothetically, if it was just you, God forbid, because, you know, I'm not one of them type of dudes, but God forbid something happened to me, if you could, for all intentions purposes, you know, just be sufficient by yourself, which is a valid thing.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, it happened to me twice.
But I'm about to say it happens more so. The nigga's still alive. He ain't dead.
But the thing is, though, like the guys I was with, I was like, they'll be great fathers. But I didn't think about like, but are they good husband or boyfriends? They're terrible husbands or boyfriends, but they're great fathers in a sense. So I didn't really like. That was my thing. I've always wanted a family. Like, she'll tell you, like, even in high school, I want to be a mom. I can't even have kids. And she's like, why?
But that's well, you got half. You got half
of what you want. But that's what she said. She's like, you have a family, but it ain't, like, what you want. She's like, you gotta be more specific about what you want. And so, like, I've always, like, family, family, family. And, I got a family, but it ain't what I wanted. So they're good fathers.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always like, oh, you'll be a great dad, but they're not good boyfriends. They're not good husbands and good mates. So in my situation, that's where I fucked up. I didn't look at the whole picture.
Well, this ain't the whole you fucked up. Yeah. You know, but at the same time, I mean, I was just thinking about that myself because, you know, I'm again, I can't play holier than thou because I've been in a few situations where, you know, I almost had a baby, I don't know about that because they was out there.
You pay for abortions?
Do I don't know if I'll pay for a fixer flat. I don't know if I would pay for it, but I mean, 9 times out of 10, the only time the girls, most girls would probably want to do that because I ain't got shit, so they'll kind of like try to save themselves.
I hear a lot of reasons why you shouldn't be raw dog warrior.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But yeah, at the same time, it's weird because like I would like to have a family, but a very big thing, but that people never talk about is a lot of these kids we have now and a lot of these relationships we have now is out of either convenience or some fake obligation. Like, there's no love in it. There's no, you're qualified for this position. It's like, you're here. You're what I like. You protect me from my insecurities. Or your bad behavior is kind of is here because I'm enabling it to look bit like, you're a good father, but you're a shitty boyfriend in person.
Mm-hmm.
You're a pretty girl, great box, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
it's like there's no connect. And let's get to the negative part. Then after all that, the child's born, and we just switch up. Yeah. Like that happens
a lot.
I see it happen. Guaranteed. People change when you move in. People change when you get married. And people change when you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Just flat out. Because, mm-hmm, I don't know, if something subconsciously just switches, be like, I can quit the bullshit
now. Right. Let me show my true colors.
Yeah, it's like, mm-hmm, it's like I'm in there now. Especially some women, because once you marry them and got a baby, to leave, that's a hell of a expense. depending on the type of income you have or depending on the type of woman you dated, because some of these niggas be, you know, just regular, smegular dudes, but they got a high maintenance, high attractive girlfriend. And if they leave her, it's gonna bite them sooner or later.
Right.
Well, speaking on me, when I had my last child, that's when, like, the control issues came about. But I will say when you become a parent, your focus changes. Like, and it's not as easy for guys. I'm not going to say all guys, but for most guys, that's not an easy transition to make. Like, when you have a baby and I'm breastfeeding, like, it's all about this baby. And guys are like, well, what about me? I want some titty, too. Like, it just changes. And so you have the disconnect with that. If you aren't, like you said, like, if you aren't, like, bonded together first, like y'all to disconnect, that could be the thing that like break y'all apart and rip y'all up.
Which is weird because, you know, when a woman is pregnant, that's when she's at her most vulnerable, and childbirth is almost low-key for some, not all, mm-hmm. is a almost near-death experience.
For black women, it is.
Yeah, and it's like, it's either going to be a bonding moment, loving moment, or it's going to be one of them light switches that make you
like, be nah, like, I can't do this.
I can't do this with this person.
Yeah.
Because me, you know, my girl pregnant and all that, I'm be in the corner eating chips, chilling.
While she's in labor?
I mean, not then, but you know, I'm be on chill mode and she going to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to be on go. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, and we're going to get into child support, is the sad part is women have an out to where if they're alone, if they don't want to be married to you, if they want to leave you, there's some benefits to kind of like grab them and, you know, take care of the situation. Because unfortunately, a lot of men haven't took care of their responsibilities. But also, I can't get mad at them 100% because you were attracted to this person.
Oh, but I think responsibilities and like doing what you're supposed to do, you know what you're supposed to do regardless. Mm-hmm. Like that ain't got nothing to do. Just because I chose you don't mean that you don't need to do what you're supposed to do in general.
I was talking to a friend, and I'm not going to get it too deep into their business because it's their situation.
Right.
But we was talking about this person and what they were doing wrong. And I said, hey, given that person's personality and traits and where they're at financially in their life, is what you're asking for a reasonable request? And they said no. I said, so if you know that going into a situation that this type of person isn't applicable for this part of a situation in your life, you need to treat it as such. And if you don't, you're held responsible. And I feel like women can kind of escape that accountability because at the end of the day, they can, you can always blame the man. Always, from sun up to sundown.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Because in raising a child, there's so much more than financial responsibility. Exactly. So even if you can't contribute financially, you can come watch this motherfucker.
Some morals would be nice.
Yeah, or you can, you know, ask how we're doing, send text messages and stuff like. Even if you can't provide financially, there are other things that you can do that require, you know, your assistance as well. So I find that answer to be like shit, like, yo, because you know my situation. I'm like,
the thing
is that women are expected to rearrange their whole life behind a child. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have to go somewhere, I have to ask my child's father, hey, can you, well, I'm busy. Well, nigga, I have them all the time. Like, so what do you, make changes, you know?
Okay, well, let me ask you this, and then we're going to creep into the other conversation. I mean, if you know this dude ain't shit, he know he hasn't been as consistent or as, you know, great as a boyfriend or great as a person, and can you really expect all that good stuff or that consistency or that type of help from that type of individual?
I can expect that you know that you have a child on this earth and that the child needs to be taken care of.
I mean, I'm going to say this. It's going to sound fucked up, but we're going to get into the next part. Some dudes don't give a fuck.
That's true.
I'm scared to mix jeans.
and some women, too. Some women,
you ain't
too,
lying.
Some women too. A baby ain't nothing.
You is not lying. I know a girl who dropped her son off and never came back for him.
And all shit comes in all categories.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and my thing is, and I know this, I'm going to get flack for this, some niggas, depending on the type of woman they had a baby with, not fucking with you and getting away from you is a sweet release as far as we might neglect the child, but sometimes we might need to get away from certain women.
You can't do all that without putting a baby in somebody?
you can't do that and still take care of your child?
You can't be ain't shit and leave me without a seed? Like, why does it have to be that you got to have a baby, you got to do all this stuff, it's got to be, now you got all these responsibilities are on top for us to be like, okay, well, you're not shit, I'm not shit, we're not a good match, see you later. Like, why can't all that stuff be done and figured out before?
It's never that easy.
Okay, well, and I want you ladies to walk me through this process from the woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You've been asking this man to get it together. You've been holding it down, at what point do you want to go to child support, or do you kind of like try to talk yourself out of it before you do it, or you just it's automatic? Okay, I'm giving you X, Y, and Z amount of time. Let's go.
Well, speaking from someone before, I never wanted to go to child support route. I always said, like, if I had kids and they don't want to do what they're supposed to do, then fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That's real stupid to say. But at one point, but at one point, I was obligated to put my child's father on child support because I was getting government assistance. So it's like I had to put him on child support, even though I knew he
Bellas
really.
You heard that?
Even though I didn't want to, even though I knew he couldn't provide, you know, the way they wanted him to. Like, I had to put him on child support. So it wasn't necessarily something that I wanted to do. But there are times, like, sometimes it can be vindictive. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you want to go this, you want to be with that bitch, or you're not going to help me, then I'm going to make you help me and all that other stuff.
Man, you know what? Niggas be the best stepdaddies who don't take care of their kids. Like, you ever thought of that? Yeah. That should be so funny to me.
Okay. See, I couldn't entertain a man who don't take care of his kids and want to come take care of mine.
Nah, fam.
Man, but, okay, let's flip it. Man's been doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, baby mama's toxic. Baby mama's tripping because he left. I mean, do you think them girls are out of order?
Yes.
Yes, but I feel like child support is there to protect you also, because with that, you have your set visitation. And men act like they can't get custody of their child. Like, if you don't want to be in that situation, you don't have to.
Yeah,
now, what I will say is men don't want that full-time responsibility a majority of the time.
I mean, true, but, I mean, we gotta get the elephant out the room, ladies, that child support favors women overall. Like, something really got to be fucked up with a woman for. Like, if my nigga told me he got his child full time, I know something really fucked up with the girl he's staying with.
But I wouldn't even necessarily say that, because it could be something as simple as, like, she's down on her luck. Mm-hmm. She's having a hard time.
Yeah, she don't have a stable.
She don't have a job. Yeah. Like, you know, it could be something that simple that could be like, okay, well, you know what? I would respect a woman who was like, you know what? I'm not able to fully provide for this child right now, so I'm going to go ahead and give this child to you. I have more respect for that than a woman who's walking around with a baby on her back and she's trying to figure out life.
Well, you know what? I feel you, but I don't think, and again, could be wrong, I don't think women's ego work their wills all the time. I think sometimes, and I hate to admit this, sometimes some women feel like the child is theirs. Mm-hmm. They know more than everybody, and you should just follow their rules in a discussion.
Well, no. If you're not with the person that you had the baby with, yeah, I know more about this child than you do. So am I going to just hand over my child and you don't know when they're crying for they're hungry or their medicine schedule or anything like that? I'm not going to just automatically hand my child over to you because you're the father and if you haven't been around to know this child.
Yeah.
Like, call it ego or not, but take some time to get to know this child first and then we can discuss, you know, us possibly if I'm down on my luck, all that type of situation. But I'm not going to just hand, it's like me handing you over my debit card and I don't know you. That's my money. That's my card.
Well, that's everything. A horrible analogy. No, I don't know what saying. Compared to a whole person to a debit card.
I'm not going
to
give you nothing if I don't know that you're, if you can take care of it properly.
Okay, fair. But my thing is, and again, you know, when I hear women say, my baby, I know this, I know that, I know this. It's like sometimes when I look at, you know, relationships long term, childbirth and, you know, picking a good mother and all that, it don't seem like it's worth it. Because I feel like women have more power in this situation as far as when the courts are involved. Like, just like we said in the question of the week, who has more power in a relationship? I feel like, yes, women can make a baby with whoever they want. They can have sex with whoever they want. And men control relationships and marriage. But when child support gets involved, I feel like the power leans more to the woman's side of the equation. Do you think the system supports women because they're using women as more like a pawn? Or do you think women really have always needed these resources, and now we're kind of, you know, doing what we should have been doing system-wise to help women?
I feel like when you have a child, you always need those additional resources. Like, daycare is not free.
Yeah.
Pampers aren't free. If you, God forbid, you have to, yeah, all this stuff is not free. So, yeah, women need those additional resources if they have to go the child support route. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as, like you saying, like women taking advantage of it, you have that with everything.
Every system.
Yeah, every food stamp. I mean, you have that in every facet,
yeah,
and everything.
And lobster with your food stamp.
Right.
Which I will get if I got some food stamps. I'm getting steak and lobster. You absolutely fucking right. Vegetables are cheaper. I'll use my cash for that. Thank you.
Stop.
No, but I would definitely like have to agree, because I think whenever we're talking about child support, we're forgetting that who the focus is on. Like, the focus is on the child. Like, children have to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, true, but you're saying we need to think about the child, but let's keep it a buck. The government is the middleman. Do you think if the government's the middleman between our children, that's good for both of us?
No, it's not. But if I come to you and I'm like, hey, do you have, the daycare is due this week?
Okay.
And you like, well, I don't get paid until next Friday. You think I can go to the daycare worker and be like, say, he said he don't get paid until next Friday. Mm-hmm. You think you can work something out? So if someone is sitting there and they're putting you like, look, we finna take this much out of your check twice a month. I mean, if it has to come to that point, then you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Man.
It's not my first. I mean, I don't even have children, but it wouldn't be my first choice. Like, I would prefer that
we could work through something.
We can work, like, we can work out some kind of plan to where it's like, okay, well, you know, like, you're taking care of this responsibility. You're taking care of that. I'm taking care of this. I'm taking care of that. Like, it can be an equal partnership. Mm-hmm. But a lot of niggas ain't doing equal partnership. They just handing over the whole child, like, hey,
well, I mean,
figure it out.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. I'm not going let the black man slander get in here, or the black woman.
Niggas
slander
includes everybody.
Yeah. I mean, true, but at the same time, I mean, a lot of the dudes, because you got to put this in perspective. A lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of black households have been lacking family structure since like the 80s. So we talking about almost 30, 40 years of single parenthood and people just handling it on their own. Like, oh, nigga, you ain't doing X, Y, Z? Fuck it. Nigga, we ain't together? Fuck it. Nigga, you happy now? Fuck it. No, for real. That's the thing. Think about it. That'd be like, God forbid, that'd be like if your ex, y'all broke up and y'all was really in love, right?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, he won the lottery. Next thing you know, he's with Rihanna. Next thing you know, now he got a six-pack and a beard. You're like, damn. Like,
right.
Was I on the back?
Right. Was it me?
Was I blocking this blessing?
No.
And it's a vindictive system, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I think this will set up a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Does child support help or hurt the possibility of black families? Because, you know, let's just say hypothetically, you know, I want to marry her, but she already has two kids,
mm-hmm.
two baby daddies, mm-hmm. and I don't have no kids and all that. Okay, we got our household order, everybody good. I mean, now, what if she don't want to have my kids? What if she's still in love with one of her baby daddies? What if we trying to, you know, start building, but, you know, we're not in a good financial place, and now we need that help from baby daddy one and two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does a person, man or woman, move on afterwards as far as financially or family-wise?
That shit you have to figure out before you wanted to marry somebody. I would hope
that you would ask,
are you in love with your baby daddy, or do you want more kids before it gets to that point?
Those are important questions.
Yeah, because people are honest. I want to fuck my baby mama. Yeah.
But the thing is, me and my kids' fathers, like, we could not work together, but we have some of the, we're friends. So we have an awesome, for the most part, relationship until we get into it. But for the most part, we have a really good relationship. So if we were together and I say, like, I need help with the bill, I'd probably be like, well, go ask the nigga you with. You know what I'm saying? Take care of that. But if it ever came down to, like, the kids and take care of the kids, it shouldn't be any issues or anything like that. But it's definitely a conversation you guys need to have before it gets to that point of wanting to marry somebody.
Okay, let's keep it a book. You next dude coming into your life, your husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you give him kids?
I want to have more kids. But that's a conversation I have early on. If I'm talking to somebody who's older or who I know have kids, I'm like, hey, do you want to have kids? If they're like, no, I've had a vasectomy. Well, what are we talking for? If you don't want to have more kids, I mean,
no shade. You came in too deep. So, hypothetically, if a dude come in, don't want to have kids with you, I mean, you already got a Brady Bunch.
I'm far from Brady.
I mean, not Brady Bunch.
I still want more kids, though. Like, I still want more kids.
Like, what, one more?
One or two more. Like, I've always wanted a big family, and I've always just wanted, I mean, I want a son. I have two girls.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not necessarily going to keep trying until we have a son, but I definitely want more kids.
Oh, okay.
It ain't over yet.
Me personally, hypothetically, if I come in, you already got a kid. I'm not like in a mood to add another one in the mix because it's like,
yeah.
And then the fucked up thing is, as far as let's switch to after the child support, you're dating now, you're financially stable. I feel like co-parenting or step-parents is like the new wave for some reason. It's like okay, let me fuck up my life and let me get everything right for this new person. Right. I feel like that's what some people do. Like, maybe. People don't fix the problem or fix what's wrong with them. They just go to the next person.
Maybe.
There's a lot of people that do that. I do agree.
But people do that with our kids.
Yeah.
People level up after you break up. I mean, like, damn, why couldn't you be like that with me?
Right.
So people do that with our kids.
Mm-hmm. Would you date, what about y'all ladies? I know both of y'all would date older dudes, but would you date a dude who had kids?
That's not my preference.
Because you don't have kids.
Because, yeah, and I mean, it might sound kind of messed up for me to say this, but I feel like I can be choosy on that point. Like, I'm like, I don't want you to have no kids. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I want who I have children with, I want it to be our first time experience together.
Okay, that's
like,
true.
I want him to experience, like, you know, the birth and everything. Like, I want that to be something that'll bond us even more together. And whenever you coming in, because I can't lie, I tried to date a dude with a kid, and I got tired. I was like, I don't even want to deal with this.
And you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely looking forward to being a stepmama. any man in the DFW area who was looking for a stepmother.
Let's go.
I'm with it. I'm with the shits. We can listen. I'm all about blending because that's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
I had parents. You can't stand each other. But we can be a good co-parents. And, you and the baby mama can go on trips. And
you know what? I really hate that whole co-parenting thing. I know it's the new wave, but I like the old-fashioned. Call me old-fashioned. I like...
them not liking each other?
I mean, no. No. No, I like the old-fashioned... hey, you were single, I was single, I didn't have no kids, you didn't have no kids before we met, and we got married, we had this family. Even if it don't work, at least I was married and we had this long relationship.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
And God forbid, if we break up, hopefully our kids are in middle school, high school, so that way I'm young enough to still pull.
Well,
so, because if you're going to divorce me, I'm going to make it early. Like, if you even give me that inkling... that this relationship about to end, I'm going to end it before you end it just because. Like, if I feel like you're not sure and we're walking down the aisle, I'll probably leave you before you leave me.
Wow.
Damn.
Just to kind of escape the burn, I guess.
Well, you a savage.
For me, marriage has always been the end goal. Now, it didn't work out that way, but it wasn't like I was just like with this nigga and like, oh, let's have a baby. And
fuck,
like,
marriage.
Yeah, like, I just want to be a baby mama. Like, that never crossed my mind. After I got pregnant, I was like, there's a potential that I could become a single mom. And that's when it hit me. But I never, like, and this is, I think, a lot of times people think, like, single moms or single parents, like, they just was careless. Sometimes
right.
Shit happen. Like,
yeah.
we don't want to raise this kid
what,
by ourselves.
What are you talking about? I mean, no shade, but having a baby, and you doing raw activity, that is the epitome of irresponsible. If you want to talk about it.
Okay, raw dog warrior.
I mean, yeah, but you know the risk.
Right. You know what the possibilities are.
You know STDs, you know children.
Babies.
And then, I mean, I ain't trying to be all hotepish, but soul ties and that's a whole nother connection.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, because that's a whole nother thing that people want to talk about. I mean, I know this sounds fucked up, but I hate when single mothers act like they the most responsible person in the world. Because it's like, no, you're not. You got to. We got proof you're irresponsible to some degree.
Or the nigga ain't shit.
Again, your decision. That nigga turned you on. Let's keep it a book. Women will some women will cry these niggas ain't shit, but and keep fucking with ain't shit niggas, but low key, these ain't shit niggas are turning you on enough to sleep with them. So
I will agree with that, but I will also say that you can be the most responsible person in the world and still have a baby. You could be the most, you can be on your birth control 24/7 and still have a baby. Like, none of this shit is 100%.
I mean, true, but I mean,
you can wear a condom
type,
and
what
have
type of split some dick so you doing to where like birth control condom and everything else couldn't help you. You
I mean, just got it, pregnant. It happens. I've known somebody who had their tubes tied and got pregnant again. So like, nothing you doing is 100%. You could be the most responsible person in the world and stuff still happen. Listen. Now, a lot of the time, when you're doing stuff like that, you're not responsible. So I'm not gonna say that. But you can be the most responsible person in the world and stuff still happen to you.
Bro, God wanted you to have that baby. If you had a condom, okay. Vasectomy,
if you went through all them barriers,
what type? Listen, I need that level of dick. I need that. What type of super sperm do you got? Will not die.
Who had her tubes tied twice and still got pregnant? She had her tubes tied the first time, got pregnant. Had her tubes tied, burnt, and got pregnant again.
Oh no!
First, that doctor don't know how to close shit.
Okay.
Or she lied about the vasectomy. It gotta be one or the other one. That's a Scooby Doo mystery for you. Because ain't no way in hell. God damn.
I'm just saying. But I mean, being a single mom, I'm not gonna say like I made the best decision to like bring a child in with the person I brought a child with. But I'm not gonna also say like you just don't know the future. You can be married and your spouse cheats or your spouse died and boom, you're a single parent. Yeah. So you can do things the right way and shit still happen. Yeah. You can do stuff the wrong way and shit work out. So I mean, stuff happens.
I think everybody just has their different paths that they take.
Oh,
but the destination is still, you know.
I think you just brought up a good point. Let's say hypothetically, I'm married and my side chick get pregnant.
No, wait, hold on. Why you got a side chick?
Because I'm popping.
See, no.
Because
you were talking about being irresponsible earlier.
That's irresponsible.
Okay. That's irresponsible.
Okay, and this is a whole hypothetical situation. So, but okay. With that being said, children of girls who, let's say, did it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. They were the side chick. Now they want shit handled. But you know, the dude or the woman, because I've heard it on this side too. Woman wants to keep that baby a secret. I mean, with putting them on child support and putting them on blast, would that be fucked up or would that be? Because you know, we all know the saying. Mama's baby, daddy's maybe. Mm-hmm. So with the father or the mother of that side baby, would they be fucked up to go to the courts?
No.
If you're not contributing.
But if I was the wife, that's the quickest way for me to leave you.
Okay.
Is to have a baby. Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. I will leave you, your baby, your child support, and your side chick, your family. Y'all go figure it out. I would leave and wouldn't even think twice about it.
See, you and I the rider.
and we never claimed to be either.
Okay.
They never heard us saying we were.
I know that on the ride we had to pick up a baby.
Okay.
Come on now. I mean, like, okay, let's keep it a buck. If that baby wasn't there, I think on the average, a woman can let a cheat go in a marriage. Because we're talking about a long-term 20, 30, 40-year relationship to the end of our lifespans. I mean, do you really expect to not get cheated on in 30, 40 years?
Do you expect not to get cheated on?
Okay.
The same way you can cheat, I can cheat.
I expect women to
cheat back.
I expect women to cheat till infinity. I know women who have cheated on their husband, their side nigga, their girlfriend, they whatever.
So you go into a relationship expect to get cheated on?
Yes.
So why get into a relationship?
hey, I might need somewhere to stay at that time. Wow. Or I might need some consistent sex. Or maybe loneliness got to me. And
These are good reasons to be in a relationship.
And you act like people don't pick people off these decisions every day.
Yeah, that's true. And then that's why the relationship go to hell in a handbasket.
But I don't get in a relationship expecting I'm gonna get cheated on.
Yeah, no.
You okay.
I know it sounds foolish, but it is.
I wouldn't say it sounds foolish.
I expect the person I'm with to be faithful to me.
I mean, it's
because
weird.
I'm faithful.
Listen, it's weird. I'm a 9 out of 10. I'm hella faithful. But at the end of the day, once you get in a relationship or you get married, you get a whole new breed of women coming after you. I don't know what it is. The minute you change to the relationship and you making kissy faces on Instagram with your girl, they just bring the girls out.
Listen, I know
that sounds strange, but that's dead ass. Now, again, women, when it comes to women, and this could be due to my past relationships or whatever, I don't expect the average woman to be faithful. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I think that's irresponsible of me.
I don't think men really understand how many niggas I curve every day. Every day. So I expect you, because usually women ain't hopping in your inbox like that. You know what I'm saying? For a man. Like, a lot of times women ain't just like, I mean, I'm saying that it don't happen, but yeah. A lot of times women ain't just like, what's up with it? Or right. You don't come fuck me. Like, but I'm curving niggas every day.
Okay.
And for the fact that I can be faithful, like, I feel the same out of you.
I mean,
that's what you to be more faithful, actually.
Mm. I mean, true, but let's flip that. If you allegedly getting this many niggas hollering at you every day, and we're in a long-term relationship, shit get boring, I get old, this 15 minutes of sex ain't good enough for you no more. I mean, and you getting a steady supply of niggas, why is it illogical for me to think, boom, okay. And then let's keep it a book. How many niggas really, quote-unquote, catch that girl cheating?
Oh, no, because we cheat way better than y'all do.
Yeah,
but you never do it.
I mean, from what I've been told,
exactly.
The only time I've cheated is because I was cheating back. I was
and it be
my
taking
back.
A lot for a woman to cheat, like
bullshit.
No, for real, it be taking a whole lot. Like, you be done put up with this nigga cheating on you 50-11 times.
Yeah,
you be done put up with a girl showing up to your job. You be done put up
a girl calling your phone. Do you know? Is this your nigga?
You be putting up with flat tires. Then you be like, you know what? I think I'm gonna go cheat.
It don't matter how many times I cheat. If I see you at lunch with a nigga, it's a problem. I know that sounds fucked up.
It is.
But, I mean, that's just the ego, the male ego.
Well.
And I ain't say right or wrong, just ego. But at the end of the day, I just don't understand the whole, I mean, and let me get back to your earlier point when you said how hard it is for women not to cheat. Let's keep it a book. I mean, it's that accessible. You'll never get caught. I mean, let's keep it a book. I don't know what it is about the universe, but the minute you want to be a good girl, the minute you want to do what you're supposed to, the minute you want to start investing in a nigga, the devil sent all these great long dick, long paper, extra muscles, extra beard type niggas your
extra
way.
Beard.
But for the most part, women aren't enthralled by dick.
No.
Like,
sex isn't our motive.
It's really not.
It's
like, you the object for you is to get the pussy. Yeah. The object for us is to get your heart.
Hmm.
And if we got your heart, like, I don't care what the nigga got. The nigga can have slung all the way to Japan. But if he ain't got my heart, I don't give a fuck what he got going on. If he got money, I don't care. I'm riding with your broke ass.
Listen.
Because I love you.
Listen, keep that same energy. I hate how girls be like, well, dick ain't that important. Then why y'all fucking with niggas then?
It's important.
Dead ass.
It's not important.
Are you trying to tell me a lot of these women just low-key lesbians? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Dick is important.
Dick ain't important to lesbians.
Dick ain't the cake.
Dick ain't important to lesbians.
Good dick is not the cake. Good dick is like the icing on top of the cake.
Because we'll love a nigga with bad dick.
A lot of cakes ain't got that icing.
We'll love a nigga with bad dick, though.
But are you gonna eat a cake with no icing?
We'll love a nigga with bad dick. We'll love a nigga and not come. Like, that's the thing. Are you gonna be with a woman that can't come?
Yep.
No. Nope. What?
Hell no.
Exactly.
Fuck no.
Man, listen. That word love can't even start till you start making
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, we'll love a nigga, and we're not getting what we need sexually from you. So that tells you a lot. Like, you can come with mediocre dick.
You sit up here falling in love for weak wood, and then be the main one. Then be the main ones. Man, that nigga ain't shit. That nigga can't fuck. Nigga, you knew that. Like, dead ass.
But it's not. It's not the motive.
You sound dumb. You sound like you in a burning building. Oh, so you want to burn?
It doesn't fuel us.
It doesn't fuel us. Yeah, it's not the end game. Main.
Like,
yeah.
It ain't. Oh, I'm gonna fuck him. Like, we don't. Women don't brass. Like, we may want to, but it ain't like I say. Ooh, I wanna suck his dick. That ain't what we thinking.
Yeah, nah. We're not even on that.
I mean, maybe eventually, but it'd be like, ooh, like I can see myself with him. Like, that's what we thinking. I could build with him. Right. Like, I can, you know, be with him. It ain't
okay. Last question about child support and whether it's helping or killing and killing the community. When it comes to, you know, whole child support and all that, do you feel like you're helping the system destroy the black family? Yes or no? With child support, do you feel like child support can be used as a maybe not intentionally, but an inadvertent way of kind of destroying and keeping black families separate? Because once you've taken away my income, we bickering and arguing every week, I mean, it kind of can turn off people from the whole family idea. Do you feel like child support is helping or hurting in that aspect of black families? Or the idea of black families?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really feel like it does either.
Okay.
I feel like if it's needed, it's needed. If it's vindictive, then it is what it is. But I don't feel like it does either. If you weren't together, child support ain't going to make y'all get back together.
Right.
If you're apart, child support ain't going to make that person get back with you. So I don't feel like it does either. I feel like it may hit you in the pockets or whatever. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a part of that. That's part of having a kid anyway.
Yeah.
So it's coming out one way or another.
I think the only ways that I can really think of that it could possibly be hurting the community is, you know, like B had mentioned earlier, that in order to receive some sort of government assistance to take care of this child, I have to put you on child support.
Okay.
So I can see it kind of hurting the community in that way. And then, like, you know, whenever I think about, like, that there are men who, like, go to jail and they're on child support. And they know they in jail, mm-hmm. and yet they're still accruing a debt. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, well, you come out of jail and you got $11,000 in debt. How do you expect for that to be paid? And then, you know, those are the ways that I can kind of see that it would necessarily be hurting the community, is to put that kind of, like, responsibility to where it's like, okay, I got to make a decision on, I know this nigga can't afford to pay me $350 a month, mm-hmm. in child support.
But I need $350 a month in daycare more.
I need daycare assistance, or I need food stamps, or I need TANF. Mm-hmm. So you got to make decisions like, okay, which one is more important?
Well, damn. Ladies, you gave me a lot to think about. I really appreciate y'all coming through. Let them know where they can find your podcast and everything else, because y'all got a funny show.
Yeah. Y'all can find us on all social media platforms, Twitter, SoundCloud, iTunes, Facebook, all that good stuff at Hear You Podcast. You can find me at @Huda_Breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y.
And y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tana Taught You. That's T-A-N-N-A-H Taught You.
Hey, also, this is your boy Darnell. If you like to find us on the social medias, hit us up at Talking Greasy. Yeah, and also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, advertise on the show, anything else, hit us up at talkinggreasy@gmail.com. And also, if you got a comment on anything we said in this show, hit us up, 214. Wait, I got that wrong. 469-454-8231. And your boy Darnell, hit me up on all social media, Darnell Does It, because it ain't easy. Talk to you.
Dramas, mama, don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of the American Pie and take